Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. About 200 fighters from the Turkey-backed Free Syria Army factions held a drill on a parade ground in northern Syria. About 25,000 FSA rebels are joining the Turkish military operation in northern Syria in the area known as Afrin, with the goal of recapturing Arab towns and villages seized by the YPG Kurdish militia almost 2 years ago. Lieutenant Colonel Mohammed Al-Hamadine is leading the drills. He says they have completed preparation for this battle some time ago. He added they are the forces preparing for the operation against the separatists, Kurdistan Workers' Party in Afrin, and Afrin that is, and his surrounding areas. Turkey opened the new front in the nearly seven-year-old Syrian war on Saturday when Turkish artillery and airstrikes pounded YPG positions in Afrin. Afghan commando forces have ended a siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of numerous people, Taliban claiming responsibility. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed that the Taliban-allied Haqqani network of terrorists plotted the violence. UN peacekeeping forces say Congolese forces and security forces shot and killed at least five people, fired tear gas to disperse a banned protest against President Joseph Kabila organized by the Catholic Church Sunday. Mr. Kabila's refusal to step down at the end of his mandate in December of 2016 has triggered a series of street protests in which scores have been killed in Kinshasa. Spokesperson for the UN mission says 33 people were wounded, 49 arrested. This is VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah expressed concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He shared his concern during talks in Amman with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Here is King Abdullah.
Today, we have a major challenge to overcome, especially with some of the rising frustrations. For us, Jerusalem is key to Muslims and Christians as it is to Jews. It is key to peace in the region.
During the second stop on Vice President Pence's four-day tour of the Middle East, he said the two countries had agreed to disagree on the controversial Jerusalem decision announced at the White House last month. Here in Washington, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is scheduled to vote at noon today on ending the U.S. government shutdown. Leaders and members from both political parties spent all day Sunday meeting and negotiating and looking for a way to end the impasse which forced the government to close down. In Amman, Jordan, Vice President Pence spoke to members of the U.S. military about the shutdown.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
Congressional Republicans and President Trump have blamed the shutdown on the Democrats. Senate Democratic Party leader Chuck Schumer.
They have shown that they do not know how to compromise. Not only do they not consult us, they can't even get on the same page with their president from their own party. The congressional leaders tell me to negotiate with President Trump. President Trump tells me to figure it out with the congressional leaders. This political catch-22, never seen before, has driven our government to dysfunction.
Federal agencies, meantime, preparing to furlough employees and halt major portions of their operations if no agreement is reached today. Thousands of people from all walks of life and all genders marched in cities throughout the U.S. and around the world on the first anniversary of the Women's March, which took place when President Trump was inaugurated January 20th last year. The marchers were demanding equal rights and pay and health care for women. They denounced sexual harassment and encouraged women to run for political office. North Korean defectors and experts are saying South Korea's offer to send athletes to a North Korean ski resort for joining training ahead of next month's Olympics in South Korea risks giving leader Kim Jong-un's regime legitimacy and some much-needed cash. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.